This audio has been updated to correct an error in the original post. The portion of the audio that is being emceed is being voiced by Jason Krauskopf, the board chair of the Smithers Skate Park Society, and not Everett Tetz of New Line. Everett Tetz emceed the later portion of the event. This is CICK News. Today on CICK News, I was at the skate park on Thursday, May 29th for a very special skate demo, and I caught up with the Smithers Skate Park Society board member, Sarah Fitzmaurice, to find out just how this amazing event happened.
I'm Sarah Fitzmaurice, and I'm one of the fundraisers for the Smithers Skate Park Society.
How did you get Tony Hawk and his crew to come to Smithers?
So we have some local foundations here in Smithers that have contributed to different phases of the skate park expansion. And through those foundations, we were introduced to Power to Give, which is a foundation on Vancouver Island. And so through that connection, we met the people involved in the Tony Hawk Foundation and also the Mark McMorris Foundation. I believe their foundations do projects together. And so that's really how the introduction was made. And back in January, we did a call with all the different stakeholders and things went from there.
Okay. And so who was involved with the latest extension?
It's a partnership between the Smithers Skate Park Society, the Town of Smithers, and the Office of the Wet'suwet'en and Youth Moody or Youth Leadership. And so for this phase three, we received a contribution from Power to Give, but also we've received contributions from a lot of different individuals and companies in Smithers.
What were some of the reactions that you saw there or that you heard that really just cemented your belief that Smithers deserves a skate park like this and for an international legend to show up and skate on it?
Just the crowd reaction. They were just so excited, so honored. Tony really took the time to connect with youth, especially the singers and dancers who came from Wet'suwet'en. We really wanted to make sure that they had an audience, and they just sang beautifully and provided such an amazing welcome for the event. I witnessed a kid named Ian Sear, who makes miniature skateboards like that are all the kind of the Birdhouse brand coloring, and he presented that to Tony, who was really touched by that. And I wanted to mention that Tony and his crew showed up at the skate park the day before and borrowed the kids' skate boards that were there and just skated the park. And to see a 12-year-old boy crying because he's so overwhelmed, it was just so beautiful.
Do you know how many people? I was guessing maybe 1,700, but do you know or have a guess of how many people showed up on Thursday?
We don't. We thought there would be 300, and there were definitely over 1,000.
Yeah, I'd say I was looking and I thought comfortably there's probably about 1,500 people here, it seemed.
Yeah, Tony tried to give us some guidelines about crowd control and barriers and things like that, because we'd never done an event like this. And originally we thought, oh, maybe he doesn't know that Smithers is a town of 5,000 with one flight in a day. But boy, were we ever wrong.
Since becoming a nonprofit in 2020, dedicated volunteers and partners have worked tirelessly to make this project possible. This skate park is a testament to community collaboration with support from the Town of Smithers and the Office of the Wet'suwet'en Youth Leadership Program, or Moody. The park offers low-barrier, unstructured play for youth, an affordable alternative to organized sports. The Smithers Skate Park Society are now fundraising for Phase 4, which includes a pump track, permanent washrooms, and a picnic area, aiming to break ground in 2026.
Okay, guys, so the way today's going to work is we are going to have some surprise guests show up very shortly to do a demo for you. Yeah!
That is the voice of Jason Krauskopf, the board chair of the Smithers Skate Park Society, who emceed the event that you were either at or you heard about on the news and social media last week when Tony Hawk, Grayson Fletcher, and Lizzie Armanto, who are all professional skateboarders, arrived at the Smithers Skate Park to a crowd of over 1,000 people to demo the latest expansion of the Smithers Skate Park. They were welcomed by Kayla Mitchell and the Ekiah Hosley Drummers to a very excitable crowd.
I'm so honored to be here, and I just want to introduce myself. I'm Kayla. I'm Deputy Chief of Witsap First Nation, and I'm here today to introduce to you some of our hereditary leaders. So although I'm the leader of our village in Witsap over there, this territory belongs to our stewards of the land. And so I just, if we want to give a really warm welcome to our Tsapaize Sawi, who has been caretaking this land for a long time. Miss Sai, let's give it up for Sawi!
Before the main event, young skateboarders were given lessons by skate park volunteers for a learn to skate afternoon in the park for youth from ages 7 to 13.
What's your name?
My name is Patrick.
Okay, and so you're volunteering for this event, Learn to Skate, but you're also here for this big demo. Is this the turnout that you expected?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's everybody's heard about it. Big stars coming in, so it's a big thing for Smithers.
Yeah. How did the Learn to Skate go today? I mean, I still see lots of little people out there on their skateboards, but how did it go today?
It actually went really well. We saw lots of improvements in a lot of the kids, and a lot of them also got free gear, so that'll probably encourage them to do some more.
For sure. Thank you very much, Patrick.
Yeah, thank you.
Rob Nisbet.
Okay. So, were you here for the Learn to Skate day so far?
Yeah.
What were some of the skills that were being taught today at Learn to Skate?
We learned how to push, how to stand on a board, how to just get your balance, how to drop in on a little ramp. And yeah, they all got all those maneuvers pretty quickly.
Yeah. How do you think of the skate parts being received ever since it was built? And were you involved in...
Yeah. I mean... I grew up skateboarding, and I love the skate park, and the fact that we got the new park, I mean, it's like, it just puts so much more creativity and back into someone like me who's like almost 50, and watching the younger kids just shred the park is super fun to do.
Yeah.
I was involved. I built the new shelter here, so.
Oh, nice.
And just some of the new concrete work in the around the shelter, and the B for B bank, of course, was a beautiful idea that we got to bring to a reality.
Yeah.
And
I guess lastly, do the kids know, like, how excited are they about the superstars
coming to the skate park last few days just to come skate? Just everybody's just like, so is it true? And I'm just like, I don't know. And like, I had a hard time keeping it a secret, honestly, because I just think it's so cool that not only do we get a new park, but we get like this interest sort of in, you know, from beyond Smithers borders, and Terrace is here, and a bunch of Prince George kids, and it's really cool that this event is turning out as big as it is, and just seeing a lot of kids just like, they don't want to get off their skateboards.
Yeah.
It's rad.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, fam.
It looks like a few trucks have just pulled up. And we're gonna find out if those rumors are actually true.
Among the throngs of kids skating, their parents watching, and people of all ages waiting, all of a sudden, with very little pomp and circumstance, Tony arrived.
Are you guys excited for that? Yeah! There we go! Can you guys stand at the bottom of the hill? All right, we gotta give them a little bit of space. So we're gonna start with our traditional welcome. Come on up, ladies.
Hi, Saisal Z Ramona. I'm from the Lipsiliu clan, and we are here to help welcome the expansion of the park. We're Akaya Hosli, which means bringing it back to life. And we are going to start off with honoring the territory that we're on. This is unceded territory of the Wet'suwet'en. And we are going to start off with a Gidimdan Kaskan song, which means small bear.
Bringing these skaters to Smithers is a massive boon to the skate park and all of the partners involved. Sarah shared with me a part of their visit that struck me as unique to the Wet'suwet'en territory that Smithers resides on, and to consider the history of the land that we play on.
The morning of the 29th, I should mention in terms of the partnership with Kayla and the Office of Wet'suwet'en Youth and Youth from Witsat. Really, her team came up with this, a learning on the land session. From 10 to 12, we took the athletes up to the lookout, which is on the way up the Hudson Bay Mountain. And she and her team and her youth did a learning on the land session. They taught the group Wet'suwet'en words. They had maps of the territory, and they took us through a few different ceremonies, and it was incredible. They did drumming, and I could see that the athletes, many of them, Tony included, had never experienced anything like that before. They talked about the murdered and missing Indigenous women, and also why that lookout was important in terms of the town's history. It was just phenomenal. People were crying. It really moved people. And this is the kind of thing when you partner with Indigenous organizations that you get so connected to the history of that place. And it was probably my favorite part of the entire 3 days a week that we had them here.
Thank you to Sarah, Patrick, and Rob for their interviews at the Smithers Skate Park when Tony Hawk, a 58-year-old man, absolutely shredded in Smithers. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.